Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, relationship help doctor and author, Dr. Roberta Shaler.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Tori Mercer. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so looking forward to our conversation with Dr. Roberta Shaler today. Just this weekend, I met a stranger, which I do a lot of times. Will Rogers phrase? I've never met a stranger. There it is. That one. Something like that.
Never met a stranger that I didn't like.
That's it. Better yet. So it was I met somebody who I did not know yet. And so I struck up an interesting conversation, and she was very interesting, and she was well-dressed and seemed like she had it all together, and I'm sure she does. And then when she was asking me about what I do, I said that I am radio host of the Life Changes Show, and that I was looking forward to this coming show because we were going to be talking about hijackals. And she said, well, I don't know what that is. And I said, well, this is a word that Dr. Shaler came up with, and I explained to her what it was, and she says, I think I have to listen to that show. And I said, you do you? And she said, yes, I think I have one of those in my life. And I said to her, without even thinking, it just came out right, I said, you know what? And I think a lot of us do. And I might even go as far as saying most of us have at one point or other encountered somebody like this. And it's a relationship with a person who takes over our life, and Dr. Shaler will explain more later, but in simple terms, that's what it is. But it's not just in romance. It's also in family. It's also in business. It could be anywhere. And I remembered that a few years back, I was called in to assist some children of this woman who would be described as this. And she basically ran their adult lives, and they didn't know how to get away from it. And they didn't know this was really happening. They just thought they just needed to have some kind of counseling. And in the middle of our conversation, this came out that this mother was like this. And it was a very interesting thing. And at the time, I might have just said, you know what? Time to bring in the good doctor because I don't want to deal with this. But I didn't know her then, and I think we did all right. But we're going to learn some more tools tonight. And that way, not only those of us who have hijackals in our lives can be helped, but also the hijackals themselves, so we can clear it all for all of us, all tonight. On the Life Changes Show, when we come back, and a little later on, live music with Tori Mercer here at Studio NoHo, when we come back.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, sitting here with Mark Legere.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You left me suspended in tonality. This is such an important show tonight. Listening to your monologue and thinking about just the reality of the human condition. You know, we're here to relate. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to hear what Dr. Shaler has to share with us.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting that you say that, because this particular mother was saying, I'm doing what I think I need to do to help my children. And I really honestly think on some level she thought she was doing the right thing.
Sure.
So that's another interesting thing that's going to come out of this conversation. I just know it. So we're very happy to have her here. She is, we've called the show Recognizing Chronically Difficult People, because that is part of her work. She's a relationship help doctor and an author of a book that we're going to be discussing, and actually 16 other books. Hijackals is the one that we're going to talk about today. I think it's called Escaping the Hijackal Trap. Here is Dr. Roberta Shaler. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk about hijackals.
And you actually have a show on BBS Radio as well, and you talk about hijackals all the time.
I do. That's the Relationship Help Show. But I also talk about couples' life and other kinds of relationships as well, not just the ones that are so relentlessly difficult.
So there seems to be a lot of relentlessly difficult in the world.
Far too many. I think you're absolutely right what you said in your monologue. Everybody knows one. And if you think you don't, think about that person.
You might be the one.
Well, there's that. But think about the person that you dread seeing at a family event. Right. It's just not that person is just maybe nasty, or maybe says demeaning things or cracks bad jokes or whatever it is. Look at their behavior and see maybe what we're going to talk about tonight actually applies to that person. So there are very, very few people in the world, they're very sheltered individuals, who have not met a hijackal. Mm.
Okay. Well, you've met a few yourself, and it's also the process that led you to this work. Or actually, what came first? Psychology or?
I was working at it, and I really understood that I had been in a very dysfunctional family. I am from a very dysfunctional family. In fact, an entire family, extended family of hijackals.
Oh, wow.
And someone put on Facebook the other day, have you ever been the black sheep in your family? And I said, no, I was the white sheep in a family of hijackals.
Oh, wow.
Because I always looked at their behavior as particularly cruel and unusual and unnecessary. And I always talked back to them, and I wouldn't let them behave badly towards me. And it was always an antagonistic situation. And I just never really thought about it in any depth. You know, I was working with so many different kinds of populations that I wasn't really thinking about it. And then as I started to realize, oh my goodness, all these things happened to me. And what have I learned that I can apply to that? Because really what was available was people saying, oh yes, you can recognize them, this is the case. But there wasn't anybody who could really say, how do you recover and rediscover yourself?
Well, first of all, there wasn't this word. What did we describe? What did you use before? Difficult people or?
Well, yes, there are two things. You know, I've always worked in conflict management. So either as in Canada, where I'm from, I was a registered clinical counselor. In fact, I was the president of them. I've been a consultant in companies. I've worked in the education system, done all those things. But there were people would talk about them as difficult people, or they would misuse in their attempt to understand, and you could understand why they would do that, but they would misuse diagnostic terms. So they would say, I'm with a narcissist or a sociopath or a psychopath or a borderline, because, well, these days they've gone online and read it and decided, oh, yes, that sounds like him or her. And it's really not a good idea to try and diagnose someone when you don't understand. And I thought, how am I going to help people have a way of talking about what's happening to them without these clinical terms? So that's when I trademarked hijackals.
Nice.
Because all hijackals drink from the same pool of traits. It doesn't matter what diagnostic label is put on them. They all have the same traits, just in differing amounts.
What are some of these traits?
Well, they have, and first of all, an absolute need to win in every conversation. They are going to have the last word. They are going to have their way. They are going to do something that will allow them to win, because you're going to feel so beaten down or exhausted, you'll let them, or they will walk away and have the last word. So one big thing is they always have to win. And the second big thing, and there are 10 hallmarks of hijackals, and I'm just releasing all 10 videos of the hallmarks of hijackals at no cost. They used to be part of my membership program, but I really want people to understand about this. So if you go to forrelationshiphelp.com/hallmarks, you can sign in there and have access to all 10 videos.
Wow, sounds excellent. And four is F-O-R, relationship,
help, H-E-L-P. Yes.
H-E-L-P.
Help. Yes, exactly. So one of them is the need to win. And the one that goes with it, of course, is everything's going to be your fault. They will never take responsibility. Now, I put out graphics 2-3 times a week to try and help people understand what these things are. And the other day I put out one of hijackals will always take credit and never take responsibility. Right? So everything is always going to be your fault.
Now, this doesn't sound like a person one would say, oh, okay, I want to be with that person. I want to befriend that person. I want to hire that person. Mm-mm. So how do those people get into relationships? How do they get hired?
Oh, that's one of the great things that hijackals can do. They are chameleons of the highest order. So they will be all that you want them to be when they meet you. They almost have a sixth or seventh or eighth sense that they can read you. They can get in behind what you want, what you need, what you're really missing in your life. And they can seem to be the solution to all your problems. In fact, you'll feel so known that you'll honestly believe they're your soulmate. Like, oh, how did this happen? This fabulous person came into my life and I've been waiting for them forever. Caution, these people can't keep this up for very long. So these are the people who you meet. They tell you they love you almost immediately. They want you to marry you, move you in, or get pregnant. And beware of people who want to move quickly and who are extremely charming, because not too far down the road, they're going to be lying, cheating, betraying, and manipulating, exploiting, and seducing, and your head is going to be spinning faster than you ever thought possible.
Wow. You, the fact that you come from experience, so it was family, wasn't relationship experience?
Oh, well, let me explain how that one works, Filippo.
Okay.
my mother was a hijackal. My father was an extreme passive aggressive. I have many full-blown hijackal relatives. The thing is that when you're normalized to that behavior as a child, you don't really realize what's happening. It all seems so normal. So you become unwittingly what I call hijackal bait. So you are going to be attracting hijackals, and they're going to be attracted to you, because some research has been done to suggest that hijackal bait almost gives out a pheromone that hijackals can respond to. And so you're going to attract hijackals. And I did. I got these people in my life. I married one. I had children with one. I divorced one. I co-parented one. I have had the whole thing, the T-shirt and the ugly video. That's why I can help people do it. I had to walk through all of that and then find my way. In retrospect, I had to go back and take it all apart.
Wow. So you could not only put it back together for your life, but also help other people do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's interesting, because I've known some, and I have stopped being friends with some. And I look back and I think some of these people, even even looking back, that some of these people are actually really nice people. And so I tend to think there's something going on with them. And so I want to talk to you about that when we come back, Roberta, because I know you agree with that and you have some great answers for that. So we're going to be talking more with Dr. Roberta Shaler when we come back. And then again, a little later on, live music here with Tori Mercer here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at LifeChangesNetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo sitting here with Mark and our guest, Dr. Roberta Shaler. We're talking about not only relationship help in general, but specifically we're talking about a term that she coined, hijackals. And so I realized we didn't really define it. So how do you define hijackals?
That's an important thing, isn't it? A hijackal is a person who hijacks a relationship for his or her own purposes while relentlessly scavenging it for power, status, and control. Mm-hmm. So really operant in that is that it's all about them.com. They have no conscience. They have no empathy. They can mimic it. They can feign it for a short period of time when they really want something from you. So it's all about them getting what they want. That's what you're there for. I always tell people, remember, hijackals don't have love to give you. They have uses for you. Mm. And so a hijackal is that person who will hijack any relationship that they want to have power over, for their own purposes, and scavenging it for power, status, and control all the time.
Okay, so that brings me back to my question before the break, which was I've known some of these people, and they seem like they're really nice people. And looking at their lives, they do some good things, and they want to do good things or whatever it is, and they want to help, whatever it is. But So they're not necessarily bad. It just sounds like they have a survival mechanism or something.
That's exactly right. That's a great insight. They have. This is the only way they know to behave. This is the only way they know to get their needs met. This is the only thing that they've learned, and they learned it from trauma in their early life. And so in order to survive, they behave in these ways, and they just don't know any different. And they've been well devastated in their early life. And this is the result. So they go out actually endeavoring to have that control and have that power because of their huge fear that they're powerless.
Hmm.
So they have no idea about this. You needn't worry that a hijackal is going to go into therapy. What happens is that the partner will say, we need to go in and get some help. They will come in and they will spend their time endeavoring to engage me and seduce me to believing what they're saying and to take their side against their partner.
So this is an interesting thing. So back when you were experiencing a lot of this in your personal life, if you ventured out to talk to somebody about it, what would people say at the time?
They would say, oh, but this person has all of these wonderful things going. You know, he has a job. He's got these degrees. He has this or that happening.
It's got to be you, right?
No, that would be them talking about my
right.
partner.
And they'd say, so it's got to be you.
So exactly.
Yeah.
And no, they wouldn't really say that to me.
Okay, not to you.
No, because they knew better than to say that to me. So they would try and engage me in like, well, what's really wrong with this person? Like maybe it's your point of view. Maybe you're just paying too much attention to what you don't like about this person. And so, you know, it was very difficult to get any help. And then finally, my partner and I went to the head of the World Psychiatric Organization because I wanted high-level help, right? And this guy, I couldn't believe it, but this guy said to my partner at the time, he said, well, I don't know what's wrong with you, guy, but she's a really exciting woman and you better get in the program. And that was the end of counseling, of course, because now that my partner had no possible way of gaining that person's an endorsement for his point of view.
And that was it.
That was it.
So
that was it in every possible way.
and no more hijackals since. So you've obviously developed tools and you share your tools in books. You have more than one book on this subject, right?
I have two books on hijackals and one book. I have one book called Stop That's Crazy Making, How to Quit Playing the Passive-Aggressive Game. Because passive-aggressive people are not necessarily hijackals, but all hijackals are passive-aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a book called The Hijackal Trap, The Hidden Anger of Passive Aggression. And then I have Escaping the Hijackal Trap.
Okay.
Yeah, The Truth About Hijackals and Why They're Crazy Making.
Now, they're all available at forrelationshiphelp.com,
and
right?
On Amazon.
And on Amazon, et cetera. Yeah. And then you have a free download at hijackals.com, and I'll spell that. It's HIJACKALS.com. And then that's an introductory book that people could learn more, and then if they want more information, then they can go and buy the book, et cetera.
Sure. When you go to hijackals.com, you just put in your name and email address, and you can get How to Spot a Hijackal. You really want to read that book because that will give you the insights where you will be nodding your head and going, oh, and she does this, and oh, really, he's just like that. And you will be sitting there thinking that finally someone understands what's going on at home.
I read it. As a matter of fact, I was with friends this week and I shared this with a friend and a friend said to me, am I that person? And I thought that was a very interesting question. I won't share how I answered it. So, but we have other answers like, what are some of the tools that could help us? Well, okay. So if somebody spots like, okay, hey, I'm with that person or we have that person in our company or in our family, what do you do now?
The most important thing is to do your own work first. Don't try and change them. Realize that you have brought this person into your life.
Nice.
And you need to realize you do your own work first.
Nice.
So step aside and do that. Become self-reflective. Read the book. Get some help. I have small groups. You can work with me privately. And in that doing of your own work, you will then learn that it's quite all right to be assertive. It's quite all right to tell someone what you think, what you feel, what you need, and what you want, with one caveat. You can only tell them that without saying the word you.
Mm.
In my book, Kaizen for Couples, there's two chapters on this. I've used it for a long time. I call it the personal weather report. When you give someone a report from what's going on within you, it has nothing to do with that other person. For me to say, I feel disrespected is perfectly fine. I don't believe in that old thing that I used to teach 30 years ago, the I message. I take that out, rip it out of every book you know, and don't do that anymore. Because you know that one? It says, I feel this way when you do that.
You know, I didn't know what you were referring to, but yes, now that you say that, I know what it is. But it's interesting because I thought, if I don't know what it is, move on. Let's learn it the right way. What's the better way?
Well, the better way, in my opinion, because I developed it, of course, is to give what, like I was talking about, the personal weather report.
How I feel.
You know, I feel this way. I think this. I need this. I want that. You're perfectly within your rights to say that. That's what makes you a person. And it's absolutely fine to say that. That's being assertive. You're not aggressive. You're not trying to turn somebody else into a believer of what you want or think or feel. You are simply saying, I'm going to let you in and let you hear who I am. And in the doing of that, I will share that. It's like if I said to Mark, I gave him a personal weather report, and it's like I laid a piece of paper in front of him and I put it on the table between us, and he can now either pick it up or leave it sitting there. And whatever he does with that will inform me about my next step with him. Do I want to continue the relationship because he picked it up and said, oh, I didn't know you felt that way. Tell me more about that. Perfect response. If you said that to a hijackal, you say, well, I feel this way. They'll say, well, you shouldn't feel like that, you know, because that's ridiculous. And it just shows what scum of the earth you actually are. Or if you're with a person who is fairly healthy and you set your personal weather report on the table between you and that person doesn't pick it up at all, then observe. Don't respond. Just say, they didn't pick that up. They're not very interested right now in who I am or what I want. And observe that. Don't make them wrong for that. That's just who they're being. And say, I need to take action based on what I just saw. So if that happens 4 times in a row and this person seems to be interacting normally with the rest of the population and they're not interested in me, then I need to recognize that.
And if they pick up the paper, crumple it up, and toss it away, then...
then you should probably do the same thing with them.
Well, actually, interesting... anecdotes. You took a cruise to get away from it all, but that never happens. I mean, to any of us that are in this field, we always end up. It's who we are. So, yeah. But you were at dinner once, right?
Yes, I had open seating on a cruise in February. And so I was put with new people, and one woman kept looking at me strangely and looking at me. And I thought, this is odd. She's not speaking to me, but she just keeps looking at me. And then finally someone else said, what do you do? And yeah, I tried to brush it over. I'm on vacation, right? Mm-hmm. I said, well, I help people deal with difficult people. And the woman went, I know who you are. I've watched all your YouTube videos. Like, oh, okay, great, and I'm leaving now.
Because invariably people, this is no wonder it's all most songs are about relationships. It's a big deal in our lives.
It's all there is, Filippo. Mm. There's nothing else. Mm. And when we get that, when we really get that there is nothing beyond relationship, then hopefully we get fascinated by how is my relationship with myself and every other human, everything on the planet? It starts to intrigue us. Could I do it differently? Mm. And I don't think there's anything more exciting than recognizing that your relationship with your romantic partner is the most incredible lab for learning what's possible, for being known and knowing someone else, emotionally intimate, deeper and deeper. And it's the most exciting thing. And yet we have a culture where the chase is the exciting thing. Mm. The you know, we're in a hormone haze, and then we're in the wedding days, and after that, it's like we just acquired something, and we go on with our life. Instead of recognizing that this is a green and growing opportunity to learn about yourself and the other person and deepen your experience.
Well, so what is beyond the hormone
haze
and wedding days? Is that what you're and what is beyond that? Well, when we come back, you can describe. You just described a relationship, and if you could further define this for us when we come back in concrete terms, like it looks like this between you and your partner, because we kind of know now what it's not supposed to look like. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about that. Of course, we're going to be again with Dr. Roberta Shaler. And then later on, live music with Tori Mercer here on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We are talking with Dr. Roberta Shaler here on the Life Changes Show about relationships in general, but specifically hijackals and how Roberta has defined it. And Roberta, we've talked a lot about how relationships can be bad. And for that, thankfully, there are your books and people like you. You do groups and individuals and businesses, even your mediator. So when people discover that, oh, I'm in one of these, and so you can help in situations like that, right?
Absolutely. And I do it much of my work by video conferencing, so I have clients all over the world.
And so then, what would a healthy or have you ever seen a healthy relationship?
I've seen a few, but you know what? Most of them got that way because they were willing to do the work. Mm. It wasn't just natural.
Nice. Agreed.
You know, certainly people have great relationships that are natural, but not the kind I was defining before the break, the very rich and deep and emotionally intimate relationship. You know, there's going to come a time in life when you get to the point where companionship, who that person at the other end of the dining room table is, way more important as to whether or not they have fabulous hair. And if you don't have something that's deep and connected to talk about and that you have really grown your relationship on purpose consciously, then it's not going to be great. So yes, you can grow a healthy relationship, but it requires time spent. I've had clients that I've given, they've come to me, they've said, our relationship is a mess. I want it to be better. I said, all right. I said this to one couple. You have one piece of homework. You have to spend 45 minutes looking at each other and talking about what you most want in relationship. They came back the following week. I said, how did the homework go? They said, oh, we don't have time for that. So you don't have time for 45 minutes to set aside. And let me say this. Don't make it the remains of the day. Don't make it the last thing you do. It like, oh, we're supposed to talk to each other. No. Set it a time when you're fresh, when you're awake, when you're interested. and when you're fully alive, and deepen your relationship then, make it a priority, and you can. You know, I've written 16 books. Only 3 of them are about the really tough stuff. The other stuff is about how to be the best person, how to be the best person in relationship. And Kaizen for Couples has a whole program that goes with it about how to enrich and deepen your relationship.
And again, those are all available on Amazon, but the website is forrelationshiphelp.com.
That's it.
You like what you do.
I love what I do. I love it. I get up in the morning so excited to go in and see my Facebook groups and what's going on, and finding people who need help, and you know, making sure they get some. Because one of the things that happens when you've been in a relationship with a hijackal is they hijack your finances. They will take over all of the finances. Oh, let me do that. Let me do that. Or you're not very good at that. And pretty soon you find they've taken your name off the house, or they've and don't ask me how they do that legally, but they do. And they do all kinds of things. So you may find yourself, when you come to realize you're with a hijackal and you'd like to leave a hijackal, you may find yourself with very little money. So for that part of my work, I have so many free resources because I couldn't find any resources, you know, 25 years ago or more. But I want people to have a lot of resources now, because there are just too many people who don't have enough funds to do, you know, to work with me privately and really get on with it. So I want them to have great places to start. It's not that expensive to work with me, let me say that. But if somebody has hijacked your finances, that's why I have the groups, and that's why I have so many resources online.
Wonderful. So forrelationshiphelp.com. Thank you, Dr. Roberta Shaler, for being with us today.
Well, thank you for all the great questions and being interested in the topic.
Very much so. And you've given us some great answers and questions to ponder even. So thank you very much. And now we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Indeed. And Dorothy, Laura Lee from Toronto, Canada asks, Dorothy, I'm so upset because one of my closest friends has asked for a gift back that she gave me over 6 years ago. The gift is a beautiful desk, and when she was forced to move, she was giving away lots of her stuff. She even posted on Craigslist many times that she no longer had room for. I saw the ad and told her that I would love to have the piece she now wants back, and even offered to pay her something for it, but she refused and said she wanted to gift me with the desk. She loaned me a chair, saying that she would want it back sometime in the future, as she couldn't see parting with it indefinitely. However, she then said, "The desk is my gift to you. I don't feel that I have to give back the desk, as it was a gift." But she is being really nasty and aggressive over this. Please help.
Laura Lee, you indicate that this is one of your closest friends, so I ask you to take some time to determine what a true friend means and is. I believe that a friend is someone you love and who loves you, someone you respect and who respects you, someone whom you trust and who trusts you. A friend is honest and makes you want to be honest too. A friend is loyal. So let's take a look at this. Let's also look at the definition of a gift. A gift is something voluntarily transferred by one person to another without compensation. So the desk is yours, as it was a gift, and you're not obligated to return it. However, the best gift in this situation may be the opportunity for you to determine if the person is truly a friend, and then make the most elegant choice possible for you and your future. The friendship may not be what you believed it to be. The issue here is about you and not about your friend. What is important here is for you to be a good friend to yourself and to love and respect yourself and make the best decision possible for your highest and best good and for the highest and best good for all concerned. It is not always in our best interest to do something that feels so wrong, and it appears that you're being bullied in this situation. It has been my experience that when I invite the bullies to go away, the right things begin to happen. I trust you will make the best choice for you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if anyone has a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
I love that Dorothy got that question this week. And so thank you. Do write us. And because it was perfect for this show. Speaking of perfect for the show, I feel our musical guest will fit perfectly into the conversation. We're looking forward to having Tori Mercer join us right after this on The Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Dr. Roberta Shaler. And joining us in the studio is a music artist, a singer-songwriter, but she is more than that. She is a survivor, an activist, and has been told that her and her music are a light in the dark for many. She is an award-winning singer, recording artist, and songwriter. Welcome, Tori Mercer, to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you here. And as happens all the time on this show, it just seems to me that some of the things that you call yourself a survivor and an activist are against or to help people with people like what we've been talking about today.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I was listening in on the show, and it's resonates with me so much. I think there are a lot of those people out there, and I've spoken to both kids who have been bullied, and I was bullied when I was younger myself, and there is a lot of that out there, absolutely.
So you come from experiences that you put into your music.
Yes.
And as most people do, but you're hoping that this will change people for the better.
Absolutely. That is definitely my goal in being in music, is to inspire people and to empower people and lift people up who need that.
How awesome. Now, you're not only hoping, you are actually going into the schools and doing like this whole tour and talking to, is it teenagers or younger or what's the...
We've done actually K through 12, so wow. We've done some younger kids, some older kids, and it's been a different conversation with each age, which is very interesting to see, but it's been really powerful for me to be a part of and just to see the effect that it has on the kids.
How powerful for you to do that and how powerful for them to have you come back and do that with your experiences and with who you are now.
Oh, thank you. No, it's been really rewarding. I mean, unlike any other experience I've ever had. sure.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing that. Well, we'll talk a little bit more in a little bit, but what's the first song you're going to sing for us?
Great, yes. So this is a song I wrote back in 2015. It is actually the most recent YouTube music video and all of that that I have done. It's called Miles. It's actually about a relationship. So relationships, these things, we were kind of talking about it.
Absolutely.
Yes, so it is about a long-distance relationship. That's what this one's about. And the next one, I have a little empowering one I want to end on, so...
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, so I take it that this one was not empowered.
No, I mean, it is empowered. Oh. It's just in its own way.
Oh, okay. Very
so it's
good.
It's called Miles.
Miles.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here is... Actually, I should say we are also joined by Rod Castro on guitar, who will
yes.
be accompanying you.
Yep.
So welcome, Rod, to our show.
Thank you so much.
Happy to have you here. So here is Tori Mercer singing Miles live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Pictures for a while, texted till midnight again. I smile, a whole ocean keeps us apart. That's what they say, but I've got a list that needs answers for someday. How your lips feel. Pressed against me, how you play with my hair. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. How you feel wrapped around me, or just how there's so much that I don't know yet. One night we won't have to hang up when we're going to bed, but just for now, my love for you will cover the say I'm crazy for trying, too good to be true. I walk through crowds full of strangers, wanting you. You've got big plans for our future, made your list. And I've got ideas for the first part, it starts like this. You put your kiss all over, start to play with my hair. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Then you stay wrapped around me. We talk about all that's gonna come next. One night we won't have to hang up when we're going to bed, but just for now, my love for you will cover the say it's hard, but I'm stuck on it, baby. I'm stuck on it, baby. They say it's hard, but I'm stuck on it, baby. I'm stuck on it, baby.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Tori Mercer. You all could learn more about her at torimercer.com. Tori is T-O-R-R-E-Y, Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R.com. torimercer.com. Now, is this from one of your previous albums or your previous
yes,
album?
Yes. Okay. I released an EP in early 2016 that this was on.
And this is on. Okay.
Yes.
And we posted the video of Looking Glass.
Yes.
Which I love the song. The video hurts to watch.
It's an intense video, yes. But the song was near and dear to my heart, and it came from a place of anguish for myself. So I wanted the video to express that.
Mm. Wow. It's about bullying. Actually, do you want to share a little bit about it so people can...
Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a song, Looking Glass, and you can find it on YouTube, iTunes, all of that. And it is really what we were trying to portray with it, is we portrayed a bully and a victim, and it shows their different respective home lives in their lives and what they go home to. And ultimately what it shows is that we have someone who's bullying somebody else, but they both go home to turmoil in their home, and how it affects both of them separately, and how it made one turn around and bully, and the other, you know,
right,
had the low self-esteem and couldn't speak up for themselves.
How insightful of you to not only recognize that, but be able to put it out in a music video like that. It's so powerful.
Thank you very
much. So, yeah, check out Looking Glass by Tori Mercer. Now, you actually received Peacemaker or Peacekeeper of the Year Award for anti-bullying efforts by the Rotary Club in Encinitas.
So, yes.
And you were the youngest recipient of that award in the Rotary's 50-year history.
Yes. That was pretty incredible.
Proud of you.
Thank you very much.
But more importantly, wonderful. Proud of the work you do. So if people want to know about what she's doing with kids and where she's doing it, or they can help, actually, right? They can help as well?
Yes.
They can go to thepledgetour.com?
Yes. Thepledgetour.com, it's for the assemblies. So if you know anybody or you know a child who's being bullied, or you think there would be a school that would have a great, would need an assembly or anything like that, definitely reach out to us at The Pledge Tour.
ThePledgeTour.com. Okay, great. So our next song is?
So this is a newer development one for me, but I wanted to bring it in because I wrote it with another female artist who we both wrote it from a place of, I think we were dealing with some hijackles, we wrote it for women. It's a song for women, female empowerment one. I've wanted to write one in that theme for a really long time. It's called Disclaimer. And it's sort of about our experiences as women in the world and all of that.
Would it be appropriate to send her a shout out and say thank you?
Oh, absolutely. So the artist I worked with was Shauna Gilflix. She's very talented, and definitely give her a shout out here.
Indeed. Thank you, Shauna. And thank you, Tori. Rod's sounding good, by the way.
Thank you.
It was wonderful.
He's playing on this one too?
Yeah.
Great. Rod Castro. Good to have you here again. And so Tori Mercer here live on the Life Changes Show is going to be singing for us Disclaimer here at Studio NoHo.
Don't wanna hear what you say. Hey, babe, you're looking sexy today. All I've done is walk past your door, and you're thinking I want so much more. Disclaimer, I'm not here for you. Just let the store's not open, don't come into my town. Whoa, I don't quite understand why you walk over me, you talk over me. Why do you try to make me so small? I tell my best friend that you try to knock me down. She doesn't need details, she knows what I'm talking about. Disclaimer, I'm not here for you. Just let me do what I'm trying to do. I don't go round and knocking you to the ground. So stop with your sugar. Possible way you could ever understand why I'll never need you to be my man. Oh, no, 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 not
Tori Mercer. Wow, that's powerful.
Thank you.
Tori Mercer. I have to say that sounded great, and it's powerful. And thank the accompaniment you. Was great, too, even though... Rod, did you break a string in the middle?
I did, yeah.
Of
that? Oh my goodness. You wouldn't have noticed.
We didn't know.
What a pro!
And it's not.
That was awesome.
It's not one you weren't planning on using. I mean, it was right in the middle.
I was totally planning on using it, and I just worked around it.
Wow. Well, nice.
Playing my 5-string guitar.
That's well, excellent, Tori. That's amazing. I hear you do all that great stuff with your voice and also know that you're singing this powerful song and you're putting out a message. I mean, what a package, what a show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's so fun to be here.
It's great to have you here. It's great to have this message out by two powerful women who have come through their stuff and now are out there not only living powerful lives, but helping other people and women do the same.
Yes. I love that.
Girl power.
Yeah. So love it. Yes. So thank you. Thank you so much. What was Shauna's last name?
Gilflix. G-I-L-F. I mean, I can tell you this later.
Well, it's too late. G-I-L.
G-I-L. F-L-I-X. Gilflix.
I thought she might enjoy that anyway.
I know. We're spelling her last name.
Of course, she's listening, right? All right. And Tori Mercer, TORREYMERCER.com, ToriMercer.com, and ThePledgeTour.com. We look forward to hear and see more of you, Tori.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. Again, Rod Castro, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And once again, a big thank you to our guest, Dr. Roberta Shaler. Wow, this has been a show, a big show. This has been so great. Thank you so much. I want to thank Brent Hahn, our technical director here at Studio NoHo.
Thank you, Brent.
For making us all sound so good. And a big thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio for being our program manager. And on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.